Hi everyone, Saint Mian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Terry, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, cities in America are falling apart because of the hardcore left. Are cities in good shape in Canada? Because I even went to Canada to a baseball MLB game. Well Terry, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Unless you saw a baseball game in Montreal back when the Montreal Expos were playing in Olympic Stadium, then I'm guessing you went to Toronto and saw a game here. The city council is far left and many members are actually open communists. That's how bad it's gone here. Toronto's also very much like New York. Both cities siphon off the money from both countries because both economies are now financialized. So it doesn't matter, the woke leftists run both Toronto and New York. They can't fail, because they keep stealing the wealth of citizens from Main Street to pay for socialism. Many of Canada's cities are also in horrible shape, at least the ones that I've been to. In Ontario, we have Windsor, London, Hamilton, and Oshawa, just to name a few that are rather rough shape. Just like Cleveland, Detroit, and St. Louis are also in terrible shape in the United States. Montreal is particularly awful. The people living at the center of it the last time I went there looked poor, and their cars tended to be old and beat up. The roads and bridges were falling apart, and most of the city looks like it's basically stuck in a time warp from the 1970s, when the bankers left town and came to Toronto. Your trip to Toronto made you see hundreds of tall towers and the place that looks very similar to a smaller version of Chicago. But head over to Buffalo, and it's a completely different picture. The financialization of places like Toronto and New York cover the failed socialist policies. In most cities, the women outnumber men and they can't help but vote socialists in, because it's in their nature to think as a collective. Giving women the vote gave them collective bargaining power over the fate of civilization. Men generally have to organize into unions to fight for our rights. Women just naturally form one without having to say a word. Plus, they outnumber the men in cities and concentrate in them because they're places where the most successful men make money and concentrate resources so that the women try and mate with them. But most of them don't get the best men, so they subvert the governments by voting for liberal leaders to increase taxes on those men so they can get government handouts. This works with the debt-based money system, where they keep borrowing more and more money and spending it. But I think that's coming to an end with the end of debt-based money one way or another. Either through the end of population growth and therefore the end of nominal GDP growth, or through the rise of Bitcoin. It's simple mathematics. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women voting for the death of cities clown world show. I'm sure that many of us have seen that illustration of America that shows what the country would look like if only the men voted. It would be 90% plus red Republican. Inversely, if only women voted for the country, it would be mostly blue Democrats. Most cities have more than 50% of their citizens as women. Plus, there are also many gay and poor people there. So it doesn't take rocket science to realize that Democrats are going to win each and every single time in cities. States that also have the most urban populations are going to lean to the left as well. Terry, Toronto's Ontario. Ontario has 3 times the per capita debt load when compared to California. And that place was always held up as the most fiscally irresponsible and unstable place to live. The politicians also have to keep on taking more and more debt to keep the debt-based money system growing. But also so they can bribe women with it by giving them social programs so those women continue to vote for them. That's the trap. To win an election in the cities, all you have to do is win over the female voters. Also, to make the city prosperous, you need something like the financial parasite class there that takes money from Main Street and ships it to Wall Street. And then you tax Wall Street and send the money to Thought Street for welfare benefits and other goodies. In the meantime, your buddies in the government print money causing inflation. And when prices go up, you tell your mostly female voting bloc that it's all those greedy patriarchal CEOs that are causing this. The government has been captured by the cooch and those that cater to it. And unless your city has an industry like tourism or the financial sector, you're going to be in perpetual poverty. The cities I mentioned in Toronto, like Oshawa and Windsor, had the automotive industry once, which has been suffering. Hamilton is also our version of Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh has PNC Financial Services, which is headquartered there, so it managed to transition over to a banking town. Hamilton, not so much. Also, what about the woke college towns and campuses in America and Canada? They don't seem to be falling apart because they have financialized their students with the burden of debts, many of them female, so they're prospering because of that. You can't just use a broad brush, Terry, and say that American cities are failing because of hardcore leftoids. Many have strategies that are working for now to keep the lefties and their failed policies around, because they have something else to make up for it. For example, California has big tech and Hollywoke. So long as those two businesses keep making money, they have nothing to worry about, even with all the people leaving. They're now also thinking about introducing an exit tax in an attempt to stop the bleeding with regards to population. In Toronto right now, we're on the eve of a mayoral election, and the candidate that's most likely to win is Olivia Chow. She's a socialist, and she kept dodging questions about how much she was going to raise property taxes when she got in. She wouldn't answer the question. Toronto just changed its zoning law for most of the city, so you can now take a single-family lot and turn it into a fourplex. That'll make the land values double in price, because they'll now be able to see them as development lots, and that means double the taxes. That's when a city enters its death spiral, when the property taxes are too high. That's what's been going on in Chicago, and the leftoid mayors there look like Batman villains. The LA as well as New York and Chicago areas started losing people in 2019 before COVID came out. The black community is also leaving Chicago. The women came to the cities first because they were safe and there were men there. And now they're leaving because they aren't safe anymore. Women concentrate in places that are not dangerous, difficult, and dirty to live in. They move to where it's nice and then vote in the leftoids in order to trash the place. The only way that any of this is going to stop if there's a financial disaster. And as a society, we can't afford to keep getting into debt and fund social programs. I think we're almost at the point of debt saturation now. Once the only things that people can afford are rent and food, it becomes harder and harder to squeeze blood from a stone. If you want to fail as a city or region, then all you have to do is become successful, and then women will flock to the area and try and land the successful men. Then they'll influence politics, and the wokesters will work their way into office, and then impoverish the entire place. The more poor people they create, the larger their voter base grows. So there's the incentive. Lefties are definitely incentivized to fail because their influence only grows when they do. Increasingly, I see women that succeed by sabotaging at things. For example, skinny women sabotage fat women by telling them that they're fabulous, and that they need to keep the weight on because it makes them look great. The women that say that Lizzo is amazing, but if you tell such women they look like Lizzo, they get pissed off at you. It's all about double standards. A woman will sabotage a man's life through a nasty divorce so she can get sole custody of their kids, as well as alimony and child support. You get the picture. We've given them the keys to our civilization through the vote, and they seem to be ruining things. Now a lot of the sane men have decided that they've had enough, and are moving out to the boonies to get away from the power-hungry boobies. Better Bachelor is a prime example of this. Moving to a rural place while making remote income. Women go to cities because that's where the men with means are. But if suddenly the men scatter thanks to COVID and other things and work remotely, then it becomes a lot harder to identify the men they want to go after. The guys that work in small towns. How is a woman in New York going to adapt when the men that she wants leave for other places and they aren't concentrated in small numbers of bars and clubs? I'll tell you how. They'll pretty much move out and do waitress jobs in small towns for a handful of months. In each town to see who shows up at the local eatery. They'll learn if there are any rich eligible men in town, and if not, they'll move on to the next town or small city. Or they'll start focusing online to find the most eligible guys that way. Maybe they'll travel to a bunch of cities and see which men are in their local versions of Tinder. The hope is that all the good men scatter and thrive there, and women for the first time in history will no longer be surrounded by the best men, and know how to find them. They can deal with centralized thoughtery in a leftist city. But how are they supposed to adapt to decentralized thoughtery in the countryside where the men have scattered like cockroaches? They'll try, but I don't think they'll be able to succeed. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Terry for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will move to the country and put on their Daisy Dukes and try to get smashed by some rich Chad banker that's now a rancher. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that live in cities but don't know what to do now, especially as all the successful men scatter away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.